I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region.
A Republican member of the Missouri House came out this week during a press conference on a bill that would limit public schools from discussing sexual orientation in the classroom. The bill's sponsor says that schools should focus on teaching the basics, math and reading, and leave discussions about sexuality to families. House Bill 2051 has received some national attention, including a recent spoof on the Colbert Report.
Zachary Wyatt of Kirksville told reporters he has deep regrets for not taking stands earlier against school bullying, and he called for lawmakers to shelve the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Here's part of his announcement. It was recorded on a video by the liberal advocacy group Progress Missouri.
Since the founding of my party, individual equality and freedoms have been its foundation. This year I've gotten a chance to truly look at my life. As we all know, political life is like living in a glass house, and everything is known about you. I have come to realize that living in that glass house, I have even been able to see things about my life that I have kind of hidden away, even from myself. I will not lie to myself anymore about my own sexuality. It has probably been the hardest thing to come to terms with. I have always ignored it, didn't even think about it, or want to talk about it. I have not been immune to it. I hear the comments, usually snide ones, about me. I am not the first or last Republican to come out. I have just gotten tired of the bigotry being shown from both sides of the aisle on gay issues. Being gay has never been a Republican or Democrat issue, and it should never be. With national attention on the Missouri House of Representatives in regards to House Bill 2051, I'm compelled to still speak out against colleagues, and especially the special interest groups, who have pushed this bill forward. Students need to feel safe when they go to school and be able to speak with teachers, counselors, and administrators when they're getting bullied. This bill will make that illegal.
Now, freshman lawmaker Zach Wyatt had already announced that he planned to leave office at the end of the term to attend the University of Hawaii. On Wednesday, the same day as the press conference, St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin caught up with Representative Wyatt in a noisy hallway to ask about the controversial bill, that's House Bill 2051, and his decision to come out in the State House.
Why is now the time to make this decision regarding yourself?
Well, I think that with the bills that are coming through, I really needed to step up and lead on this issue, especially from my party. And, you know, we haven't had an anti-bullying bill get to the governor's desk in the last 2 years. And we did just vote it out of the House this morning, but we need to make sure it gets through the Senate, make sure we do get an anti-bullying bill piece of legislation onto the governor's desk this year. Also, with 2051, you know, just the discussion on that alone, I think that the Republican Party is putting a face as well to possibly people they are hurting when they put forth legislation like this. And I look forward to leading on the issue and letting people, even of my own party and of the Democrat Party, understand the issues that regard gay and lesbian groups within schools and also with school bullying.
The so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Representative Dick House has said that he would kill the bill in his committee, so why is there still the need to draw attention to it?
Well, I think what the, you know, and I will say I thank Representative Dick House for saying that, standing up and talking and saying that he would kill the bill in committee. The thing is, the bill being even filed itself, it brings a lot of question to my mind of, you know, where are we actually wanting to go as a state? You know, I've already heard that the possibility of the bill being reintroduced next year, you know, that's just not acceptable. I won't be here next year to fight that, but I want to make sure we fight it enough this year that they know not to reintroduce the bill next year.
Have you heard of any attempts to take the Don't Say Gay bill and insert it as language into another bill?
You know, that's always a possibility. Crazy things do happen down here, and I have a watchful eye out on the floor making sure amendments don't get put down, and we'll just see how it goes till the end of session.
Since you made your announcement this morning about your sexual orientation, what type of reception have you received from fellow lawmakers?
Oh, I've had great reception from both sides of the aisles. You know, they talk about, you know, it's such a courageous thing to do and to be able to have the courage to go out and express that to the public. It's something that even, people of both sides of the aisle, they say that they don't know if they could do it if they were put in the same situation. So, I'm having great support, and like I said in my press conference today, I said I'll be the same person going to bed tonight as the same person that I was when I woke up this morning. Nothing has changed. I still am a Republican to the core and vote with the Republican Party on a lot of issues.
Was this something that you just recently came to a realization about yourself?
You know, I can truly say that you always know in a way, but to myself, I would probably say I lied to myself a lot about the whole issue. And it probably didn't come to fact until about January that I was able to pretty much come to, to come into my mind and know I shouldn't be lying to myself anymore about this. I'll tell you, ever since I got out of high school in 2003, it goes from I was in the military, fast-paced life, kept going, the first day I got out of the military, went straight into campaigning for this office, and then I got elected, and it's just been nonstop, so I haven't had the chance to sit down and reflect on my life and look at issues within my life until probably this holiday season this year.
So what are you going to do after you get out of office?
I'm planning on attending the University of Hawaii in Oahu and finishing out my bachelor's because in the military I was able to get two associates, but I wasn't able to finish my bachelor's, and I plan on getting my bachelor's in marine biology.
Now, as a military veteran also, I'm certain you have a unique perspective on the whole don't ask, don't tell policy, which is no longer in effect. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the current policy now in effect?
You know, I haven't really gotten a chance to sit down. The current policy is people that are gay can openly serve in the military. That's from what I'm getting from my friends who are still in the military, and I think that's quite fine. There's no, when working even in the military in different areas that I was deployed to, we knew about people. People knew about me, and we didn't really care because as long as you can get the job done, you're a great soldier, airman, seaman, or marine.
Anything else you want to throw in?
Well, I look forward to the upcoming last couple of weeks of sessions. I think it's going to be a quite interesting one.
That was Republican State Representative Zachary Wyatt of Kirksville talking Wednesday in Jefferson City with St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin. With his disclosure, Wyatt became the only openly gay Republican state legislator in the nation.